share with you a brief word today. It won't be very long. To answer the question in your bulletin, where are we going from here? Bob and I were just talking. An interesting observation. We had viewed the pictures on the wall out here of each pastor who had served this church. The scripture talked about what the apostles were doing. And we know when we study spiritual gifts, it talks about the spiritual gift of apostle. And we usually connect that with the original 12 disciples. But the apostolic gift is those who help start churches. And I've always said we ought to realize that the primary function of a district superintendent is to start new churches. An apostolic function. You know, we say the days of the apostles are gone. But, you know, church growth experts are saying, and our bishop talked about this at annual conference, that we're at a special time in history right now. What the bishop referred to as a crack in history, where our day and time is very much like the time of the first century church, where we need apostles, where we need to be planting churches. And we were talking that probably no other church this size has had four ministers who served here who went on to become district superintendents. Bob McKenzie, the first pastor, Sam McMillan, whom you saw in the picture when you were having the groundbreaking service, Tom Loftus, who will be here preaching next Sunday, became a district superintendent, and Ruth Harper. So out of the trials and tribulations, Perry, the struggles of this church, you really sent forth four apostles to the conference. Because I believe, just like O.L. Hathaway, he was my district superintendent when I became a pastor. You know, he was here starting churches. And one little church that we have closed, he came down out of retirement to ask me to take St. John's Church right on the edge of Bonnie Doon because it was its last chance. Unfortunately, right after I took that church, we had our first big Vietnam call-up and just wiped out that community. And that is no longer a United Methodist Church. But O.L. Hathaway was a big believer in planting new churches. And I think that was a concern of most of our district superintendents, the apostolic role. And out of this church history, four people went forward. And three of them are still living. So you can count that as part of your history as well. But the question, where are we going? Basically, what I want to share with you, I've already shared with you in this month's newsletter. It can't be said any better based on chapter 2 of Acts. Our bishop is challenging the churches of the North Carolina Conference to become Acts 2 churches. Churches that are vital and alive and are bringing in new members daily and are reaching out to be a part of a greater United Methodist Church. Here are the things he said are important for an Acts 2 church. That number one, an Acts 2 church needs to reach out to the lost, the unchurched, the dechurched, children and youth, Hispanics, and other minorities, not counting the cost. We can't worry about the budget holding us back from reaching out in the name of Jesus Christ. He said Acts 2 churches have prayer-based, spirit-led, vibrant worship services. Because that's going to attract people. That's going to inspire people. That's going to cause people to want to go out and make disciples of others and witness. He says an Acts 2 church teaches members to grow deeper, not just wider. He He's not talking about physically. Deeper in our faith, not just wider in our faith, by every member being a part of a small group for nurture and support. That if we're going to be an Acts 2 church, we've got to get together more, pray together more, study together more, go deeper in our faith, and we must challenge one another. I was thrilled last week to start a new pastor's covenant group, and we're meeting here at the church. Back in the summer, I felt led to do this. I had been in a pastor's small group, covenant group, for 5 years, and I just felt it was time, or maybe time, to do something else. And I talked to one of our young pastors who's headed this up in the district, and that's Gil Wise at Solid Rock Church, at annual conference. And we prayed about it, and he says, I've got two pastors that have mentioned to me they're looking for the kind of thing you need. And what I have told you before that I need is a group that holds me accountable for growing in my personal relationship with Jesus Christ, to stick to my prayer life, to my devotional life. This has been important for me. And so I reached out to those two people. They told me a couple of others. And we have six people in this group, and maybe this Tuesday we will have seven for a covenant group of ministers who are looking for that small group experience to stay accountable to one another, to go deeper in our faith. And the bishop is calling for that, us to do that in a congregation that really wants to be an Acts 2 church. He goes on and says, an Acts 2 church understands the gifts of the Spirit and the roles of the Spirit in their lives in order to build up the body of Christ. Last year we had a wonderful workshop here on gifts of the Spirit. And, you know, we had about 20 or so people come up here a Sunday afternoon and had a long Sunday afternoon and shared together and have fun. We need more people to embrace this idea of the gifts of the Spirit and the roles of the Spirit. This is God's way of building the church. Another area that the bishop emphasized, full partnership between lay and clergy in carrying out this ministry. The ministers aren't in charge. Ministers can't do it alone. We're all ministers in the name of Jesus Christ. We need to be in a partnership. And this homecoming celebration is a wonderful illustration of that partnership. The lay people of this church planned and carried this forward and have done so much. We need more partnerships in doing the work that Jesus has called us to do in every area of the church. And finally, he says, Acts 2 churches are risk takers in attacking poverty, injustice, and care of the needy. You know, if we're not reaching out to those who need our help, giving unselfishly, if all we're doing is coming here for ourselves, we're not a church. I want to read you a quote from the bishop that was powerful. It was in your newsletter as he called us to this task. And by January 2008, he wants to identify 200 churches in the North Carolina Conference that can claim to have met these six characteristics to be an Acts 2 church. And I answer the question, where are we going? What better answer than to be an Acts 2 church by 2008? That will set this future Adela is talking about. Hope for the future. If we become an Acts 2 church, there's no way anything on earth can ever stop St. Matthew's United Methodist Church. Listen to the words of the bishop. If you've been trying to run your church, stop it. If you've been trying to control your church, stop it. If you've been trying to save your church, stop it. And fall on your knees and give your church back to Jesus, the Lord of the church. The church belongs to God. We need more prayer meetings than planning meetings. We need more palms open to the heavens than fingers pointing at each other. We need more calloused knees than we need sharp tongues. We need more people asking deep questions rather than people with personal opinions and surface answers. Our congregations need to be mission centers for Jesus rather than me centers. Become the heart of God in your community and the world. What better words to answer our question, where are we going? We have a bishop who's leading us. We have capable people in this congregation. We have a rich history and past because of Bob McKenzie and Perry Smith, who started this church moving. We need to accept the challenge to be an Acts 2 church by 2008. If there's any answer I can give to this, where are we going? Let's be an Acts 2 church that's identified by Bishop Gwynn by January 2008. That means we're going to have to work pretty hard this next year. But we can do it. And we can carry a great tradition forward. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, let us pray. Gracious Father, we want to go where you want us to go. We want to do the things that you want us to do. We want to be the people you have called us to be. Because we really can't run it. We really can't do it all. We really can't achieve everything that needs to be done in our own strength. But we know, if we are inspired and empowered by your Holy Spirit, we can do the impossible. Because as human beings, we just take on the possible. You're challenging us to do the impossible. Right here in this community, in this city, help us to truly be an Acts 2 church and demonstrate the power of your love and the strength of your Spirit as we reach out to the community, in Jesus' name, amen.